Okay, today is Kuf Mem Aleph. We are on Kuf Mem Aleph by two dots, four or five lines from the top. So the Mishnah said, "Ein Sham Ela Ephroch was one Ephroch or Beitza Echad." If there's only one egg there, you still chayev to do Shliach Kain. You could even though it says Beitzim, because it says Kain, which means Mi Kol Makom. The Mishnah continued that if there were these Ephrochim that were, I guess, or these eggs that were like they were not capable of containing. Called Beitzim Uzaros. You don't have to send them away because it talks about the aim is hovering over the Ephrochim or the Beitzim, just like Ephrochim are Bnei Kayama, so to the Beitzim have to be something that is Ben Kayama. So Amar Le'ahu Me Rabbanon Lirava. So one of the Rabbanon said to the Talmud Chacham, so one Talmud Chacham said to Rava, Ima Ibcha, why don't we do the Drasha the opposite way? Why are we comparing the Beitzim to the Ephrochim? Why don't we say the other way, Ephra, and say Ein Sham Ela Ephra Echad? Oh, so okay. Why don't we say Ein Sham Ela Ephra Echad O Beitza Echad Patim L'Shalayach? Why don't we say that it says that if there's only one egg, or if there's only one chick, you don't have to send it away because the Ba'inan Ephrochim U Beitzim, because the pasuk says it in plural, V'leka, and we don't have it, but. Hayusham Ephrochim Mafrichim Obeitzim Uzoros Chayav Shaleach. But if you have these chicks, what does he say? How do you translate Mafrichim? Ephrochim Mafrichim. If you had what?
Infertile
eggs. Okay, infertile chicks. Obeitzim Uzoros. I can't. That won't. What?
Fledgling chicks.
Small ones. Obeitzim Uzoros. That's infertile eggs. You would have to send Shenem Markain. Why are we doing it? Why are we making the drasha one way? Why don't we just make the drasha the other way? So Shenem Markain came in Kol Makom. So Ismar says Im Kain. If that's the case, Nichtov Kra. The pasuk should have written V'ha'im Rovetitz Alehem. It should have said that the mother is resting on them because it already says Ephrochim Ubeitzim. So we already have the noun. We can just use the pronoun. So my Ha'im Rovetitz Alephrochim O Alabeitzim. What does it mean? The mother is Rovetitz on the chicks or on the eggs, where it actually mentions it again. Lakushe Ephrochim lebeitzim beitzim Ephrochim, to make a hekesh between the Ephrochim and the Beitzim, and the Beitzim and the Beitzim and the Ephrochim. The teacher said that the Ephrochim were mafrichim. You don't have to send them away because Ephrochim mafrichim patur l'shaleich ha'aim, because they're not similar to Beitzim. So too, the Beitzim are not similar to the egg. To the Beitzim uzaros are not similar to chicks because they are not alive or they can't sustain life. And therefore, they're not similar, and that's why you don't send them. That's why you're a putter in that case. Right? Just the drasha of Chazal. Next Mishnah. Shalcha, you send the mother away, v'chazra, and she came back. Meaning, you send the mother away, and you haven't taken the eggs or the chicks yet, and then the mother comes back and sits again. Afilu arba v'chamesh misha pa'amim, four or five times, which is code word for all the time, keeps coming back. Then chayev, you have to resend her away. Just because you sent her away once, and then it comes back, you can't take the chicks again. You have to send them away, and then you can take the chicks. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Shaleach to Shalach ha-se'im. So it seems, because it's saying Shaleach to Shalach multiple times, we can change that, but it seems to be, it says Shaleach to Shalach, which seems more than once, they have to do it more than once. Amar, the person says, Harini notel es-se'im, I'm going to take the mother for myself. U'mishaleach es-habanim, but I'm going to send away the chicks. Right? Chayav, he's still chayav. Shenemar, Shaleach to Shalach ha-se'im. You can't just send away the chicks and take the mother. You have to send away the mother and take the chicks. So if that's what you want, the mother, send away the mother, and then go get the mother somewhere else. You can't send away the chicks and then take the mother. Next in, Natal es habanim. So you took the chicks. Behechzir, and we saw this. Behechzir in law, and then you put it back into the nest. Ve'achar kach chazra'im, and then the mother comes back. There, you're patur min shaleach. Then you're patur to sending the mother away because, as we pointed out, once you make a kinyan on them, they're no longer considered. They're now considered mezuman. Now they're considered prepared. They're yours, and we say you're patur by mezuman. So once you made the kinyan and they're in your possession, then it's no. Then it's
what's mezuman gabi what?
Mezuman gabi you. Now it's considered mezuman. Now it's considered prepared. The whole idea is ki karei, and it's not mezuman. That's why you patur in your house. So if you make a kinyan on them, it's considered that they're mezumin now. And if the birds, chicks are mezumin, you're potter from doing it. So the case here was, I sent the mother bird away the right way. I was coning the chicks. I put them back down. And the mother bird came back. Now I can take them without sending the mother bird away. Okay.
But if
Right, but you, so it's, we're going to see that go and come now, how the Los Asse works. But, yeah, but you did...
The Los Asse should work also on the Yachid, on the Rishus Yachid.
But it doesn't. Yeah. It's only the whole, the saying the Los Asse only works in the situation where the Torah tells you it's going to work. Otherwise, there's no Chiyuv. There's no violation. Only where the Torah tells you, right? You're not allowed to do malacha, but on Wednesday you can. So you're not allowed to send. You're not allowed to take the mother. You're not allowed to take the chicks for the mother. But if something such happens, then you are. I mean, that's where it's defined. So Amalei Elumi Rabbanan. So one of the Rabbanan said to Rava, Ve'ema, let's say Shaleach Chad Zimna. It says Shaleach Tishalach. That means send away once. Tishalach is the second time. It's Trei Zimnin, and that's it. You know, two times. Tishaleach Tishalach. So Amalei. So Rava says no. You're missing the point. Shaleach, the word shaleach itself, afilu me'apamim. The word shaleach itself means even 100 times. You always have to send it away. You have to send it away. So what's the shaleach tishalach? And tishalach means ein li ella the dvar reshus. I only need, because maybe you would think that I only have to, tichi of shliuch hakan is only when I'm taking the bird, the mother, litzorech atzmo, for himself. But let's say if I need it for a dvar mitzvah, maybe if I need the bird for a dvar mitzvah, like, for example, I need the bird for taras hamitzorah, is the example they give. I need a bird for taras hamitzorah. Minayin. How do I know that even in that case, I would have to send, I still can't take the bird. I have to send the bird away. Talmud lomar, tishalach mikol makom. Tishalach means mikol makom. So don't say, the drush of teaching that you have to constantly send the mother bird away is not from shalach tishalach. It's from shalach. Right. Tishalach teaches me even if I need it for a dvar mitzvah. The Gemara says, now we get into the Asei Lotasei issue. So Amalei Rabbi Abba Breder of Yosef Bar Ravel or Rav Kahana. Ela Taima Dekasa Rachman Tishalach. So the only reason why I know that even for a Dvar Mitzvah, I can't just take the mother. I have to send her away. That's only because the Torah wrote the word Tishalach. Halav Hachi, had it not written the word Tishalach, Hava Mina LeDvar Mitzvah Lo, and I would have thought that if I had needed a mother for a Dvar Mitzvah, I wouldn't have to send it away. I still could grab the mother above, you know, I could still take the mother, I can still take the mother when the chicks are there, right? But why? Mitzasei ulos aseihu. When it comes to Shluch HaKan, there's a mitzasei, which is shaleach, shalach aseim, and there's a los aseih of loti kacha'im alabanim. You're not allowed to take the mother above the kids. The ein aseih, and the aseih of using the bird for the purpose of the korban mitzorah, cannot be doche the los aseih and the aseih. So how can, what do you mean, that's what you learn from Tishalach? And had it not been for Tishalach, I would be able to take it for a Dvar Mitzvah? I would have never thought take it for a Dvar Mitzvah. So when it says, Lo Tzricha, the case is as follows. The Avar Rishakla Le'ein. You violated the Los Asay, right? You violated the Los Asay and you took the mother. Right? You took the mother. You violated the Los Asay. The Lav Avre. Now you violated the Asay of Lo Tikach. So now there's only Asehu Di'ika. Now you only have the mitzvah Asay of Shaleach Tishalach. Really what you should do is, when you have in the bird, you should just send it away. So you only have the Asay of Shaleach Tishalach. So let the Asay of Taras HaMetzorah, Vilitchi Asay of Shaleach Tishalach. Kamashman, the word Tishalach, then no. So Gemara's going to have to ask, why would you say that this Asay trumps that Asay? Right. Why isn't that Asay trump this Asay? Well, Gemara's going to have to get to that. But Gemara's making a case now where you no longer have the Los Asay, because you already violated the Los Asay. He did the wrong thing, he violated the Los Asay, he gets the Malkos, whatever he's supposed to get, he gets. But bottom line is now, can he keep the bird to use it for the Taras HaMetzorah, or does he now still have to fulfill the Asay and put it back, I guess, and then send it away? So the Gemara says...
The mother, that's also allowed?
Yeah, it says, Loti kacha eim alabanim. Okay, so the Gemara is going to say, now the Gemara is going to try to quote a machlok, let's just read it and then we'll go inside. So the Gemara says, Hanicha laman detani kimu v'lo kimu, laman detani bitlu v'lo bitlu, kamd lo shachta lo avre delav. There is a machlok, let's read a Rashi. So Rashi says, kimu v'lo kimu, it says, Kol mitzvos lo sasei, Sheish bakum asay. So any type of mitzvah, a lav, that has attached to it an asay, meaning like a lav anitak lasay. You know, you're not allowed to steal. If you do steal, hashay toshiv asad, right? Don't leave, lo sasir menu aboker, don't leave it over for, don't leave a carpet over at night, burn it. So the lav anitak lasay. So kol lo sasay, sheish bakum asay, kigon zeh, like this one. Shenitak halav lasay. Here, the lav is connected to the asay. don't take the mother first, rather send the mother away. So he says, so the mashma lo tikach, the im lakha, it's mashma not to take, the im lakha, and if you take, keim asei sheba, keish hisru ba lo tikach, lakha v'shacha, b'tok nivor, okay. Where did I lost the place? Kol mitzvah lo tasei sheba kum asei kigon zesh, anita kalav lasei, the mashma lo tikach, the im lakha, if you took, you take it, keim asei sheba, you should be mekayim the asei sheba, how? Keish hisru ba, when they warned him, they said, lo tikach, v'lakha, and he took, v'shocha b'sokh le'dibor. He said, they warned him, don't take it. He takes it. And that token of dibor, he sends it away. So he fixed the lo saseh, right? Shoshoch token of dibor, shel hasra putter. Then you'll be, all those cases, you'll be putter. V'yachol pisha avra lo tikach. Even though you violate lo tikach, you're still putter from malchus, because you fixed it by fulfilling the assay afterwards. Delekach nitku la'aseh, that's why it's connected to the assay. Lomar im avarta al hazara zo, to tell you, if you violated this warning, asei zev hipater, then do this, and you will become potter, right? But loki im asei sheba toka de dipor, if you didn't fulfill the asei right away, meaning, I took the, in this our case, I took the bird and I violated the lav.
Right.
And now I send it away, you know, I didn't do it right away, I delayed, then, right, loki im asei sheba toka de dipor, the kaimalon, then you would be chayav for the lab, even if you sent it away a little bit later. So hachanami ikulamimra. So here you can say avrei lulav mishalacha v'lo shalcha. You violated the lav when you took it and didn't send it away. V'hashta asehu diika. Then you still have the asay. So kadaita chamina leisi asay v'litchi asay. So here where you took the bird. And you still have the assay, then you can say the assay is docha the los assay. That's why we need the pasuk of tishalach. So that's the case of which says kima v'lo kiblu, that your chayiv milk malkos is taloi on the kiyum assay. So when you took the mother and you didn't send it, you were not mekayim the assay. You violated the lav, and what I only have left is one assay. So one assay knocks off the other assay, because just once I did it, once I wasn't mekayim, once I waited. And then we have the assay left, the one assay dumps it. But, elamanda tani bitlu below bitlu. What about bitlu below bitlu? That's him, look at Rashi again. Batal assay shabo legamre. She'in yochol lekaimo od, kegon sheshach lechayev. There, that mandomer says that when are you chayev, if you violated some, when are you chayev in a labanita klasse? Only if you're in the position where it's no longer possible to be mekayim the assay. Right? So here he says, When would it be impossible? I shechted the bird, right? So lo batil asei shaba close man shelo shechta. You weren't mevatel the asei so long as it's still a possibility to that you didn't shecht it. Afo pisha lo shayach miyak kishisubo papater. Even though you didn't send it away right away. So to here close man shelo shechta lo avri lav. This mandamer says, when do you violate the lav? You violate the lav only when you can no longer fulfill the assay. So what happens in our case? It's still.
I'm trying to figure out.
What happens in our case? I'm just finished thought. What happens in our case? In our case is the guy takes the mother. So he violates the lav. But he has an assay that to fix it.
Right.
When can he fix the lav? If you say you can fix the lav so long as the bird is still alive, well then the lav still exists. It's an assay and a los assay. And that can't be trumped by the assay of the Mitzorah. But if you say that you only have a token divor to fix the lav, so what happens? I took the bird, I waited 5 minutes, so the los assay is gone. Now I only have an assay, but the assay is not going to fix the los assay, so I only have one assay left. Then you can have a havamim to say that one assay can trump another assay. But the first one, the other mandarma says, no, so long as it's still a possibility to fulfill the assay, meaning so long as I haven't shechted the bird, the los assay can still be fixed. If the los assay can still be fixed, how can the case of the mitzvah of the mitzora be docha an assay and a los assay?
Wow.
I see what you're saying. But this is one of those cases that the assay and the los assay have to go together. It's not an assay docha los assay, none of that, those issues. But it's one connected thing.
Okay, so that's going to be, that's one side. So we're going to get to that. We'll get to that.
It's a problem.
We're going to get to that. It's going to be so that's what we're reading. So halicha lamadatani kimu v'lo kibu. It's all good. I mean, the drasha that we learn from Tishalach that even in the case of a mitzvah, the estimate, you would have thought the mitzvah of mitzora would say with the tzora bedochli, I say of sending the mother bird away. That's why we need to shalach tali not. That's only good according to the Madrash says kimu v'lokimu, because at the moment tok de divu, after tok de divu elapses, the lav is gone. There's only an asay and an asay. But el leman de tani bitlu v'lo bitlu. According to the Madrash, who says that you have to be mevatel the lo sasay. So kamad lo shachta lo lavre the lav. So long as you haven't shechted that bird, you haven't violated the lav.
Right,
because you can still fix it. You haven't violated the lav, you can still fix it. And therefore, it's still it's only one asay being doche and asay and a lav. Why would you ever think that the Havahavah mean to say that the mitzvah of Mitzorah will be dochel asay and alav? Vesu, that's one question. Vesu, li Rabbi Yehuda, who holds like Mati. Vesu, li Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, shaleach mi'ikara mashma. Well, it's a little like Mati. Right? Afilu asay na mileka. The Yehuda says differently. Yehuda says, this is not a lav anita klasay. This is not something that, it's not a step process. This all happens at the same moment, right? He says, Shaleach me'ikara mashma. If you look at Rashi, I think it's what you're saying. Vesu Rabbi Yehuda de Amar, when we look in B'masnisin, which is the next coming up, Lokev Einam Shaleach. For Amar, come on, Hayatam Rabbi Yehuda Kesavar, Shaleach me'ikara, it's the second wide line of Rashi. He says, Shaleach me'ikara mashma, Klomar, Lo tikacha aim. It doesn't mean that it's a lav and an asay. It's telling you one action. Don't take the mother bird, instead send her away. It's all the same thing. Meaning, Lo tikacha aim. When you find her, send it away. Right, and if you did take it, that's it's not a fix. You can't say that our case is, oh, he violated the law. And if you take it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's it. It's done. Right? So once you take it, the bird, there's no mitzvah say afterwards to fix it.
Yeah.
So what would you have a havim? What would you bring your havim? According to Rabbi Yehuda, of course, if you took it and violated it, then you can use the bird for the mitzvah. Because it's all done. There's nothing left. The question is, to machlokes, we'll see in the Mishnah, is whether you view the asay part of the pasuk as a fix for the lo sasay, or as Mati was learning, no, that's the mitzvah. Send it away. Don't take it. It's just giving the flip side of the same right. of the same mitzvah. So now the Gemara is going back now. We're stuck. Because what do we do with the word tishalach? We just said that the word tishalach was to teach me that even if I was taking the bird for a mitzvah, I don't send it away. I have to send it away. Because
right.
you had a have a meaning because it's only an asay docha and asay. Number one, that only works according to one shita. Number two, Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't work at all. So what's going on? So El Amar B'mar Barashi, what's the case? Kigon shenotla, you took the mother, al minas l'shaleach, I took the mother, and when they picked up the mother, I had in mind to send it away. I'm picking up the mother to send it away. So the lav lake leka. So I'm not violating the lav, because I'm doing the right thing.
Right.
Right? And asay hudika. But there's an asay now to send it away. The lacy asay, let the asay come, but let the asay. So I did the right thing. I didn't violate the lav. We're forgetting we're good for a second. I didn't violate the lav. So I picked it up with intent to send it away. So now I'm good.
Right.
Now I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take it for the. I'm going to keep it and take it for the mitzvah of the mitzora. So let the asay of the mitzora be docha the asay of sending the mother bird away, right? So Mar says no. So that's the case. So therefore, we have the word tishalach to teach you that no, you still have to send it away. You can't just change your mind in the middle to keep it. Well, the questions are still the second question is still according to Rabbi Yehuda, what would be the havamin anyway? Once you took it, you. I guess because you haven't sent it away yet, so you haven't finished the mitzvah. You haven't done your job yet. Okay. So then the Gemara asks, fine. So ma'ulemi hayasei. Why would you have thought that the asay of the mitzvah of the mitzora would be docha the asay of sending the mother bird away? Why does that trump the one? It's two asays. Right? You have a lav, docha and asay. But why would an asay docha and asay? So the Gemara says, sakadaitach amina, you would have, sakadaitach, hoyo vi amamar, since. Actually, I think it's Rabbi Yishmael. Since Rabbi Yishmael says, Gadol Shalom Shabin Ishli Ishto, how great is making Shalom Bayis? Shalom Bayis is such a great thing. Right? Remember that the Metzora is sent out. He's not allowed to be with his wife. Actually, in the Meski also, it's the second part. But he's not allowed to be with his wife. So Shalom Bayis is so great. Sharei Amar Torah, the Torah says, Shmo Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shenichta Biktusha, Yimach El Amayim. We erase Shem Hashem in order to, in the Sota process,
right.
in order... What? yes. In the Sota process,
right?
We raise Shem Hashem in order to try to prove that to bring Shalom Bayis.
Right.
I'm not sure how that brings Shalom Bayis, but to bring Shalom Bayis, to bring the wife back to the husband. V'hai Mitzora, and this Mitzora, Kevin the Kama Delo Mitayer, so long as he hasn't fulfilled or completed the Tahara process, Asra Matashmas Hamita. He's Asra to be with his wife. Biksiv, because the Pasuk says, by the 7 days between he bringing the birds and he brings the korbanos, right? And 7 days in between, it says, V'yashav michutz le'ohalo shivas yamin. He should sit outside his tent for 7 days. Ohalo is ishto. And ohalo is ishto. Where does it explain why? How do you know ohalo is ishto? Because it says, by Matan Torah, afterwards it says, shuvu el'ohalehem, to go back to your tents. And they learned over there that ohalehem is the ishto. So this man is away from his wife, right? Mikan asr b'tashmash amita. So he's asr to be with his wife. So ma the tema, you might have thought, kevon the asr b'tashmash amita, since he's asr to be with his wife, and you want him to come to the heter of his wife, lesi asay didei, let the asay the taras hamitzora, which will, it's an asay that brings about shalom bayis, v'litri asay de shaluach hakein. And it should be shdoche the asay of shaluach hakein, therefore kamash milan, the word to shalach, that, yeah, you have a good svara. Torah says otherwise. The Torah says not. Tishalach doesn't come. But the case is only going to be if you took the mother with the initial intent of sending her away, then you sort of didn't send her away, and now you want to keep it for the Mitzorah, then you would have thought that maybe you could keep it for the Mitzorah purposes. I guess this guy is a Mitzorah somehow, and he's out in the field, and he's, because I don't know if he's taking the Mitzorah for somebody else. I don't know. It must be that he's the Mitzorah.
And this is the only bird available
because he's outside the machina. Right. That's a good point. Okay. Hanotel aim al habanim. So now we can. Sorry?
I know it's basic stuff. I mean, you've gone 20 leagues ahead of this. But just the issue is either way, taking the chicks or taking the mother. I mean, you can't take
the. In order to take the chicks, you have to send the mother bird away.
If you want the mother.
If you want the mother, you can't. You have to lo tikach ha'em al habanim. You have to send the mother bird away.
Yeah, then the Torah says, shalach shalach is ha'em.
Correct.
Take the baby.
They take the baby.
You don't want the baby. Let's say you want the mother. Mother the Torah doesn't,
you can't have the mother.
The Torah doesn't address that.
No, no, no.
You
no,
want
yeah.
the mom.
The problem with this mitzvah is, it's telling you, it's not nothing to do with that. I want the eggs or not want the eggs. The mitzvah is to get rid of the mother so you can get
the eggs. Yes. Right.
You want the mother.
It's not
you can't.
You want the mother.
You can't.
The wanting of the eggs is irrelevant.
Right. You could send the mother bird away and then go get her, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Hanotel aim al habanim. Right now, you take the mother from the chicks. Hanotel aim al habanim. Right? Rabbi Yehuda omer lokeh. Rabbi Yehuda says you get malchus, because the pasuk says lo tikach aim al habanim. Right? So he says you send the mother, you take the mother. What happens? I took the mother bird, so I'm going to get malchus. But now do I have to send it away? Because the next part of the pasuk, shalech shalach aim, Yehuda says, no, you get malchus for violating the lav, the einam shalech. There's no longer a chiyuv to send the mother bird away because you're done, as Mati's logic was. You're done. It's all one part. You finish, you violate, you're out, they're done. The chachamim say, no, mishalech, if you took the mother bird, you violate the lav, you can then send it away. Send it away, because then it's shalech shalach aim, the ain aloka, and you won't get malchus. Because zeh klal, this is the rule. They call it, they view it a lav niflag haseh. Unlike your logic, they view it as a lav niflag haseh. So if I violate a lav, I have the ability to fix it, depending on what you say, bitul obitul, lokim lokim, and how much time you have. I have the ability to fix it by sending the mother bird away, so I won't get malchus, because it's lav niflag haseh. Right? That's the case. Lav niflag haseh, you don't get malchus. Okay, so bayir of Abba bar Mamo. So now the question is Rabbi Yehuda. We know the answer already, but they're going to ask now, what is the logic of Rabbi Yehuda? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold something, or does he hold that you do get malchus for lavanita lase? So Abai Rabbi Abba bar Memo, time of the Rabbi Yehuda, the reason for Rabbi Yehuda, that even though you're right, that, is it because Mishum, Sisavar, Lav, Shemita lase, Lokin, Lav, does he hold that you still get malchus for lavanita lase? So just because, so yeah, you could fix it. You could fix it, you can take the mother bird, and then send it away, that's what, but he says you still get malchus, because once you violate the Lav,
right.
Ipso facto, you get malchus. Right? O Dilma, or maybe Ba'alma Savar Lav Shinjak say ain't looking love. Maybe he always holds a lav and Shinita say you do not get Malchus on. Vahacha Hanutaima, but here it's different because he has the logic of Mishum Takasavar Shaleach Mei Karamashma. Because it's all part, it's just the flip side of the same coin, it's just all one mitzvah. You're supposed to send the mother bird away. You didn't, you violated the lav. That's it. There is no assay to fix it here. It's just all in one, it's all done at one point. Tashma. So now we're going to try to prove what the story is of the Rabbi Yehuda. Tashma, Ganav v'Gazlan. So a thief, right? Two different types of thieves. Ganav v'Gazlan. Yeshnam b'chal malkos. They are supposed, they get malkos, div Rabbi Yehuda. So what do you mean we get malkos? So hachad laf nikolasehu. It's an avanita klasei. So long as the thing is still extant, they can return it. It says, you're not allowed to steal, but it says, the heishiv z'gzela, shergosel. So it's a lavanit klasei. And, right, because kumana amar lo tigzol, the heishiv z'gzela. And yet Rabbi Yehuda says, you get malkos. So shema minah, we see from here, time Rabbi Yehuda, maybe shum to kasava, lav shnit klasei lo kenalav. Must be because he holds that even if it's an ita klasei, you'll get malkos. So amar lohu, Rabzeir says, no. Lav aminuluhu, komas nis, lo tanya, interesting. Did I already tell you that any Mishnah, any Brisa, the Lo Tanya Bei Rabbi Chiyah Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yeshua that was not edited by Rabbi Chiyah and Rabbi Oshia, Mishabas Tahu. It's so messed up that they're not reliable. The Lo Tuf Numi Nei Beis Midrashim. You can't ask questions from these unreliable Brisos, right? Dilma, this, and since this wasn't said in the name of Rabbi Chiyah Rabbi Yeshua, it's a messed up Brisa. Maybe what the Brisa was saying, Dilma Einam Bichlal Makos Arbayim Tanya. Don't read the Brisa where it says that they right. It says Yeshna Bichlal Makos. Maybe it means Einam b'chlal malkos. They not had in the parsha of malkos, which means why? Why? Because it's lavanita glase. Rabbi Yehuda is telling me, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is saying that a ganav and a gazlan don't get malkos because it's lavanita glase. You read me the brayso and said they do get malkos. No, they don't get malkos because the brayso could be it hasn't been edited correctly.
Even if they don't return it.
Well, correct. Once you have the concept of lavanita glase, it's done. Even if I don't burn the noser, you don't get malkos for leaving it over because it's by definition it's a lavanita glase. Tashma, so bring another ayah. The Tani Rav Oshio Rav Chiyah. So now, you said, this is a brisa that's from Rav Oshio Rav Chiyah. So this is a good brisa. The Tani Rav Oshio Rav Chiyah. Right, the Pasuk says, by Shichcha, right? It says, Ki tiksor kitzircha basadecha, v'shachachta omer basadeh, and you left the field, the stuff over, lo tashul v'kachto. You can't go back and pick up the Shichcha in the field. But, now if you violated it, v'shav, and you took lo sashuv, but you violated and you took it. And the same thing is lo tichaleh the asad chav sort of second. That's supposed to cut, not allowed to cut the corners of the field. V'kala, and you did, right? Yeshnam b'chal malchus arbayim. You still got malchus di Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Shema mina, the time of Rabbi Yehuda, the kasava lav shnitlasei lokin lav. Because he says a lav shnitlasei you get malchus. Why? Because if I left the stuff in the field, and he says you're not supposed to go back, I have a way to go fix it. Just drop it. He says, Yehuda says you still get malchus. Why? That's because he says, Lavshin Yitzhak, say you get malchus, right? I think that's the case.
Is that a classic? Yeah. Lavshin,
well, yeah, Rashi says, Loti kale de peiv, arehi nik takim lase, last white line, tiksiv, because it says, La nivla ger tazobosam. It's not safe to leave it over for the in the ger. So you went back for the shechacha, you violated the lav, you just drop it. And it's a lav and Yitzhak, say, why are you getting malchus? So Gemara says, no, maybe the same logic that we're saying over here, Dilma hasam, Hainu tama, taima, the kasavar, ta'azov, meikara mashma. It says ta'azov also for the anit agar. That's what you have to do. It's not the nitak lase. The lav is, don't pick up the shichcha, because you're supposed to leave it over for the anit agar. So once you picked it up, you violated it on the spot. There's nothing to fix. So amrele ravina l'arashi, tashma, I'll bring you another brisa. In yonah the yoma, pasuk says, by the mitzvah, l'chil of the korban pesach, you're supposed to eat it, on Friday night, Leil Chamisha Benat Nisan, Lo Sosiru Imenu Ad Boker. Do not leave it over till the morning. V'hanoser Imenu Ad Boker Ba'esh Tisrofu. And whatever's left over in the morning, you burn it. That's a lavanit lasei. Don't eat it past the allotted time. And if right, don't leave any over. If you left it over, burn it. Right? Ba'ak Kasu Litein Asay Achar Lo Sasei. That's the case of giving an Asay to rectify the Lo Sasei. Lo Merlach She'ein Lo Kenalav. To teach you that you don't get malchus for lavanit lasei. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, clear as day. Rabbi Yehuda holds lav anita lasei. There is no malchus. So therefore, shema mina. You see from there. And there, so time of the Rabbi Yehuda. So why, in our case, does Rabbi Yehuda say if I sent away the mother bird, I do get malchus?
Right.
Why don't they have the assay afterwards? He says no, because shaleach meikara mashma shema mina. When he says shaleach, it means the lav is don't take the mother bird because you're supposed to send it away. So therefore, there's no fixing of it. You violated it at point A, and you're done. Shema mina. So Amalei Rav Yehuda Ravashi. Rav Yehuda says to Ravashi.
Taking to release it.
No, you chew it away. Take it to release it. Yeah. Amalei Rav Yehuda Ravashi. Ravini says to Ravashi, Masdisa Namideka. You can even prove it from our Mishnah. It's straight in the Mishnah, the Ketani, because our Mishnah says, Hanotel Eim Alabanim. You take the mother before the chicks. Rabbi Huda Omer, Loke Eim Meshalech. You're Loke, and you don't have to send it away. The Isak Adaita, Tain Rabbi Huda, Lav Anita, say Loke Love, Loke Meshalech Mibayle. If he says it's a Lav Anita, say, let's just say Rabbi Huda holds Lav Anita, say you did get Malchus on. Does that mean you can still violate the Asay afterwards? No. It just means that the TSA doesn't get rid of your Malkus obligation. So in this, this case, I took the bird. I violated the lav. I'm going to get Malkus. No, send it away. It's connected to the SA.
Right.
Must be that he says once you take the bird, it's all done. It's all done. That's it. So that's a proof even from our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. This might not be a raya because Dilma Hachik Amr Masnis. I mean, this is what the Rehuda means in our Mishnah. A niftar ad the Malkin lay. He says you're not putter. It's a tough way to read the Mishnah. You're not putter until you get Malkus, meaning you don't get your kapara, you're not obviated from your chiyuv until you get the Malkus. But I don't know what that means. I don't know how to read that. Right? What does he say in the Mishnah? He said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lokev Eino Mishaleach. You're Lokev, you don't get Malkus, and they're reading it. That means that. When he says that it means that you're not putter from getting Malkus until you get Malkus. I don't know how that reads into the Mishnah. I don't know how what does he say that. I don't know.
That rectifies the.
But you still get Malkus.
Yeah.
That's not what the Mishnah says. Mm-hmm. I understand what the Gemara is saying here. Right. I understand what the Gemara is saying, but I don't see how you read that into the Mishnah. Okay. So Akam Mishalcha. Okay. So how far do you have to send the bird away? So Rabbi Yehuda, Kadesh Tetzim Nachachas Yado. To send the bird away far enough that you can't reach it. Right? You send it away far enough, and me, the simple, I guess it's far enough, I can't reach it, and that's it. But Ma Mishalcha. So how do you send it away? Like, what do you do? Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, what's the minimum thing that you can do in order to be considered as if you sent it away? Clearly, you just shoo the bird away and it flies away, that's fine. So, Ma Mishalcha, what's considered sending it away? Rav Huna Amar Biraglea. Even if you, I guess, you cut the legs? What does it say? Baragla? Rashi says, Ya'achzena biragla v'yishalchena. You grab it by its legs and you take it away. And even if it didn't fly away.
Sure, no.
You
say,
what?
It has to fly.
No, that's b'kanfa. Oh, Ya'achzena biragla v'yishalchena.
Yeah, it's... So the footnote says even if you cut its wings off or clipped its wings so it couldn't fly away.
Right.
If it can
walk away, hop away, that's okay. Right? But Rav Yehuda Amar B'Agafel. What? Right. Rav Yehuda says B'Agafel, well, you have to have it fly away.
Yes.
Fly away. Right. Rav Yehuda Amar B'Agafel. Rav Huna Amar B'Ragleh. Rav Huna says you can even do it if it walks away because he learns out from the following word. It says in Yeshayo, Mishalchei regel hashor v'chamor. So regel and shiluach is, Rav Yehuda Amar B'Agafel, regel d'ha kanfeh dinhu. And Rav Yehuda says, you have to send it to fly away because regel for a bird is really, that's the way it travels, is
flying.
Okay. Next. Hahu digazinu legapa. So you have a guy, it seems like he clipped the wings, right? Clipped the wings. Vishilcha, and then he sends it to hop away. Va'achar kach tofsa, and then he grabbed it, right? So nagde Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda gave him Malkus. Va'amrele zil rabbi legati vishalcha. Why don't you... I'm basically saying, let it come back till its wings... Let it come back. You have to let it come back, have it regrow its wings, and then you can send it away. Because he says, because Rabbi Yehuda said that it has to fly away. It has to fly away. So come on. So whose sheet is this? Well, it's clear it's Rabbi Yehuda. So Iker Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, he said, Lokev Ein Mishaleach. Well, once you violate, Rabbi Yehuda says, once you violate it in our Mishnah, you violate a lav, you get your Malkus, and it's done. You don't have to send it away. So why would you have to make him, why would you make him have to wait again? The Iker Rav Anan, right, it was Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. It's not the same person. That's why, just to point out. Right, the Iker Rav Anan, if it's Rav Anan, Mishaleach Ein Lokev. Well, he sent it away. They sent it away, and why would he get Malkus?
Right.
So La'olam Kerabban. No, it's like Rabbanan. And these Malkus are Malkus Mardus. These are Malkus the Rabbanan because what did this guy do? This guy was, he clipped the wings to make it easy on himself, and then he grabbed it. He didn't do, I guess he didn't do, you know, the right thing, I guess. But the Malkus are only the Rabbanan.
How is he clipping her wings? Isn't he holding the
Yeah, but he's
holding the bird. He
didn't move the bird away from the nest.
He did.
It must be the case.
Oh, when it's sitting on the eggs, he flipped his bird.
Right. Got it.
However it has to happen.
Yeah, you got it. That's the case. Okay.
And presumably, you only get to be lovely if you've been
warned. Of course. Anything that needed to be done in order to get that, that's the case. Hahuda asla kame derava. It's an all of shas, that's the case. Hahuda asla kame derava. So a guy comes before Rava, Amar Le, and says to him, right, he asks him, Tima Mahu, what's the story with this kosher bird called the Tima? I don't know if he translates it what it is. I have no idea what the Tima bird is. Tima, okay. So the Tima Mahu, what's this, is there a mitzvah shtuchah came with the Tima? Right, so Amar, so Rava says to himself, Lo yoda hai gai for the oftar chai v'shaluchai. This guy doesn't know that, of course you have to have a mitzvah shluch ha-kain. It's a kosher bird. Why would you not? All kosher birds have shluch ha-kain. Non-kosher birds, you don't. Right? Amrlei, so Rava says to this person, Dilma, maybe what you're coming to ask me is because chada be'isa hudiramya. Maybe you ask me the question because I guess the Tima only lays one egg, maybe. Maybe you ask me the question because there's only one egg. Right? So Amrlei, the Gersa is a little messed up, he says, Amrlei in, the Gersa says, yeah, that's the case. That's my question. So Amrlei, so he says, my tibaylach, what's your suffix? That's a Mishnah. There's one chicken, one egg. You have to send it away. So what happened? So Shilcha, the guy sends away the mother bird, sends away the Tima. He sends it away. So the Gemara then says, Vahadle Rava Pirstakei Vitafsa. So what Rava does is he set up a trap and he took the Tima. This guy wants the Tima. He wants to take the Tima. Rava says, you can't take the Tima because there's an egg there. You have to send it away. He goes, okay, so he sends the Tima away, and Rava grabs the bird. The Gemara asks, what's going on? The guy's giving a psak in order to him to get the bird. So the Gemara just says, Kla'achar Yad. What does that mean, Kla'achar Yad?
In a roundabout manner.
So he says, right, look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's like the last Rashi before they get wide. He says, He wanted it for himself. That's why he obligated him to send it away. You have to distance yourself from something that looks not good. Like he allowed this bukhur, but he didn't eat from it. What he set up the matsuda really, really just far away. Alright, so this guy has the opportunity to get the tzida first. If it gets all the way there, then I'll grab it. So we got all the way there and he got it. But it didn't look like it was set up bedafka for this purpose. Okay, so we're going to stop here, Menachem, in the middle of the Tanur Vanan, and we'll finish the Masechta, God willing, tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.
Shkaya.